Now the 2-1 pitch to Rutschman is power deep right field. Roden back at the warning track. That one is way gone over the right field bullpen. And the first run for the Orioles this year is a moonshot blast from Adley Rutschman. 1-0 Baltimore in the first. Another 2-2. Swing and a deep drive. And Rutschman has done it again. Two home runs for him. Five for the Orioles. And they've reached double digits. It's 11-2 for Baltimore.
That was Toronto radio on the call at Blue Jays Radio, and you heard Adley Rutschman's two homers. He drove in three runs. He worked counts, did strike out once. Also, I thought, Jason, the most impressive thing I saw, and granted, the homers were impressive, it was punching that single the opposite
Absolutely.
Field. Because that's Adley Rutschman when Adley Rutschman's on.
Well, and early in that at-bat, you did see him chase the launch angle and drop the shoulder a bit and try to destroy a ball. And look, he helicopter swing the hell out of that first home run that almost landed in the concourse there.
Too high.
But then when it got into deeper in the count and there's a chance to just, you know, drive a run in and simplify things, yes, I absolutely love that approach. He looked incredibly comfortable all spring long, which we thought would matter from the left side and the right side of the plate. He's gotten off the fast starts before. He's kind of like Tyler O'Neill. He does a lot of damage opening day. You know, we want to see that continue. I think we will see that continue. He just looked, to me, sort of unencumbered. He looked playful again. He looked like one of the guys. Not somebody who would, you know, occasionally do one of those celebrations in the second half of the year, but it was almost seemed like begrudgingly. And he knew that even when he did have a decent at bat, it seemed like there was just going to be another bleep show right around the corner. I think he learned a lot about himself last year. Yeah. I think he learned a lot about leadership and accountability last year. And we're all very bullish on him,
and
we're
humbled.
All buying that he could have his best season ever. And I mean, one of the better seasons by a catcher in Orioles history.
He is certainly Mr. Opening Day.
Yes.
Elias Sports Bureau, they put out this tweet saying, Adley, since 1900, the most times reaching base safely through your first three career opening day games, Adley Rutschman has the most with 12. Since 1900. That's incredible. But yeah, you hit it, Jason. The home runs are great, but it was the 1-2 count, him just singling right over the shortstop there, fighting tough with two strikes there. But him having that strong spring training, and then you hope it can roll into this early part of the season. But it's not just us seeing it, like Adley looks like a different guy. I thought it was very telling, Brandon Hyde, after yesterday's game, saying that he's looked like a different dude, just how he's carried himself since spring training started in Sarasota.
I'll say this as well. I missed it, but I didn't see him go down to one knee one time yesterday.
He was close one time.
It almost happened. And superior balance. All those wall sets probably protected it. But I thought we were going to say
it was close.
And shout out Toronto. That reminded me of those one knee things. Ernie Witt used to do that as an old Blue Jays catcher. So be a little shout out there if he did it there. But that was sort of the... That was my picture. When I think of Adley Rutschman last year, second half of last year, it was a lot of dropping to one knee and getting under, like popping out. He seemed to be centered in the batter's box yesterday.
Well, he was also just pressing and expanding the zone and swinging at pitches that you would never see Adley Rutschman swing at the prior year and a half.
He treated like his last 300 some plate appearances like they were down by three runs with two outs and two on, and he was perpetually in an 0-2 count, and it was like, let me just see how far I can hit this ball, or let me just walk back to the dugout and take a shower and go on to the next day. I mean, it seemed like he was in feast or famine mode pretty much from the middle of June on.
Now, it was ugly, and Jason, you've pointed this out a number of times. He wasn't just bad. He was one of the worst hitters in baseball bad, and he looks like he's got his swag back. And I know it's just one game, and you don't want to buy into small samples, but he just, like again, he looked like a different dude in the batter's box yesterday.
Well, and if he can hit the way we think he's capable of, and he hits the way we think he's capable of when he catches, then that means he's behind the plate more. That means he's probably more locked in all around. And that means they can float that DH and use that to get a gunner off his feet as well and lean into that a little bit more. Whereas we know Adley ate up a big chunk of the DH pie last year and didn't do a whole hell of a lot with it.
Well, and it was also the fact last year where even when he was in the midst of his struggles, he's still batting second every single time. So you're having someone that high in the lineup just scuffling that horribly. If Adley Rutschman is back, it really completely changes this lineup.
But we want today's lineup?
Yeah, we got it. We got it. You have it?
I'll do the honors.
Yeah, there you go.
Colton Cowser leading off. We're going to get used to that against
taking a lot of pitches.
Righties for the foreseeable future. Did get on base a couple times. Adley in the two hole. Westy back at third, batting third. O'Hearn DHing from the left side. O'Neill back in right field, so no Heston Kjerstad. He will wait. Cedric Mullins batting sixth, playing center field. Mounty batting seventh. I don't know that we've seen that very often at first base. Jackson Holliday at second base, where he belongs. And Jorge Mateo batting ninth and playing shortstop.
Hey, Mateo, man. That was a scary injury last year.
That was ugly.
His arm got bent back.
Yeah.
Good to see him back in the lineup. They did speak to him yesterday before the game. He said he was ready to play all positions. So he can play short. He can play outfield. If you want to put him at second base, I don't know why, unless somebody's hurt. But he's full go, he said. He can play everywhere.
He can. Colton Cowser, 7 at-bats against Kevin Gausman in his career. Does have a home run and 3 RBIs and 1,100 OPS. Again, very small sample size. Mounty does not, as much as Mounty hits in Toronto, probably part of the reason he's batting 7th, in 19 at-bats against Gausman, he has no home runs, a 718 OPS. O'Neill doesn't hit him well. Really? Nobody in this lineup has hit Gausman that well, but they've been good against Gausman.
But also yesterday, the only guy that hit Barrios well was Adley.
And then everybody hit Barrios. Then everybody hit everybody in that bullpen, which, again, one game, don't want to overreact too much. Toronto still might have a bullpen problem.
Yeah, they may. Orioles and the Blue Jays, that game is a 7:07 first pitch.
Apple Plus
at Baltimore Baseball tonight. Tonight, you and Bordy.
Me and Bordy. Kicking off the BBT season, at least.
No BBT yesterday. Yeah, and then it's full force coming up Monday for opening day.
You're going to need an abacus and a calculator if you're going to be scoring at home.
Yeah.
Who's on BBT from day to day this year?
Yeah. Keep up.
Yeah, if you're scoring
head on a swivel.
By the way, we have a short show on Monday because BBT's 2-3.
Right. We're up against the O's, 3-6.
Yes, so we will be cross-promoting.
We'll be talking a lot of Terps and Ravens.
Yeah, maybe the Terps have a new coach. Yeah, we'll see. Hey, coming up next.
Maybe Gary Williams will be the AD.
Yeah, interim.
Interim AD.
Draft is less than a month away. Jason's got some intel on what the Ravens might be thinking draft-wise, and he'll give it to you. By the way, Ben McDonald's going to join us at 4 here on The Fan.